you can quote these verses. It's also found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 23. But let's look at these two verses tonight. Then ask the Lord to help us, and trust He'll speak to us tonight. Well, Jesus is talking here, and He says, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which kills the prophets and stones them that ascend of thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and you would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. Verily I say unto you, you shall not see me until the time come when you shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord."
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I am grateful and I am thankful for the privilege to pray tonight. I'm grateful for the day you give us, the week you blessed us with. I'm grateful for the life, Lord, the life that you have blessed us with and what you have done down through life.
Yes,
I appreciate, Lord, your protection and watch over my family and I. I thank you for your blessings on us temporally, materially. I thank you, Lord, for your blessings on us spiritually. I thank you for the privilege to be here in these days. Bless this dear pastor, those that are out before this flock, who have desired his heart, knowledge, and wisdom to lead this people, oh, dear Lord. And help them, Lord, to grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be that place you want them to be. Be that church, Lord, that this community and this city needs for them to be. I pray, dear Lord, that you'd help us now as we endeavor to preach. Thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for preserving it for this generation. Thank you for the portion you've directed my heart to. Would you illuminate my mind and loose my tongue? Would you enable me, empower me, permit me to preach?
Yes, sir.
Would you literally preach through me tonight?
Yes.
Lord, the message that you won't proclaim. And may the Word of God go forth from these lips of clay in the power of the demonstration of the Spirit of God.
Yes, sir.
May our hearts be touched tonight. Or may sinners be awakened, convicted, and brought to a place of repentance and faith. May saints be encouraged, strengthened, revived, refreshed, renewed, reproved if that's necessary. Oh, dear Lord, I pray that not any of us would leave like we come, but would leave better, would leave drawn closer, leave with a greater understanding of your will and your way for our life and a greater desire to walk, Lord, in your will. And in the path you have us to. Above everything, get glory and honor to your high and holy name. For everything we ask, we ask in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
For standing tonight, we read scripture and pray together. Brother Toby mentioned what we preached the last two nights. And to you that have been here Wednesday, Thursday, and here again tonight, I'd like to use that same theme, that same thought, those same words or phrases that Brother Toby mentioned that was used by my mother-in-law just before her passing. I'd preach on that again tonight if I can. I hope it's not monotonous to you. I hope tonight it's not boring to you. I hope tonight that it's not troubling you too much. Maybe in the right way, if you're unsaved tonight.
Amen.
But I'd love to preach that if I can. And to those that were not here, let me explain or say this just a couple of days, a few hours before our mother-in-law passed on this past Saturday. She looked around there in the bedroom where she was at, looked around that. And said, "I'm done with all this. I am through with all this. I'm ready to go home."
Amen.
And so I've been trying to preach on that little phrase or thought, "I'm done with all this. I am through with all this." That is, the sinner must say that, or at least from their heart, my friend, get to that place before they can ever be saved. I am through with all this. I'm done with all this.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. And then salvation can be experienced.
Amen.
Deliverance will then come to that individual.
Amen.
Amen. I believe that. I'm personally under this persuasion about it, that you don't have to be crying real loud or my friend, or beating the floor, screaming to the top of your voice to get to that Amen. Matter of fact, you wouldn't even have to be at an altar. It's a good place to be.
Amen.
With your head laying on a bench, that's a good place to be. Amen. Are you listening to me? You could be just driving down the road, sitting in a rocking chair or a recliner. Anybody here tonight? Wherever your heart, where God would say unto God, I am through with all this. I'm done with all this. I want no more of it. Thank God, then God does the work.
Amen.
Of salvation.
Amen.
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 Yes. Thank the Lord. Oh, bless His name. I'm not against the brains. I pray through. I understand what you're saying. But some of them took it to the wrong. Had a pain tonight. Hey, are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Thank God, praying through. It's not just the audible word. How about you say of the mannerisms that you involve yourself in, a multitude of tears that you cry,
amen.
And I know there will be those, but I'm telling you, it is that heart reaching up and laying hold of Christ,
amen.
And saying, deliver me from all this. I'm through with it. I'm done with it.
Oh, amen.
I'm tired of it. I won't no more of it.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Bless His name.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Woo!
Bless His name tonight.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Just to say that when it comes to our service for the Lord, I hope we can see it. Thank God when my friend, it's time for us to press our dying to and say, I'm through with all this. I'm done with all this.
Yep.
Amen. Oh, there's nothing left for us to do. Amen.
Amen.
Should not leave anything undone. Oh, my. Christ, that with His assignment, His work that He had to do, He cried, it's finished on the cross of Calvary.
Amen.
It was finished. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. What was what He did, completed, my friend. The redemption of mankind. Oh, thank the Lord for it.
Amen.
He paid the ultimate price. He paid the price that was demanded. He gave Himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Oh, bless His name. Oh, my. I'm through with all this. I'm done with this. Amen.
Sure.
And then I tried last night to go a little different route, really turn it around and go the other way and say it's dangerous. Sometimes for folks to say, I'm done with this or I'm through with this. Pilate did. Through with the blood of this man. He tried to wash his hands of the blood of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, are you hearing me, friend? But it took much more than just washing his hands symbolically. Are y'all hearing me, friend?
Amen.
Thank God. He was in that place and in that position. And he was held accountable. Amen.
Amen.
So he blamed the people. Oh, he blamed, and I pray, the religious leaders. Oh. And tried to justify himself. Thank God, it did not do away with it. And I say tonight, Christ is on each of our hands tonight. Oh, are you hearing me tonight? All of us are in the hand of God. And then it's amazing that God puts Christ in our hands when He calls us to repentance, when He calls us to salvation. Anybody hearing me tonight? And it's in our hands. Thank God, and you can't do Him off your hands unless you trust Him by faith and commit your life to Him. And be saved.
Amen.
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 Oh, my. So we looked at those that, my friend, said, I'm done with this, Felix. When I have a convenient season, I'll call for the others. Now the years have, my friend said, I'm done with this. I've had enough of this.
Amen.
Folks sometimes try to do away with the Scriptures. They simply look at the Bible, look at what the Bible said, the Scriptures, and said, I'm done with it. I'm through with it, but I'm telling you, thank God the Scriptures are the foundation of our faith.
Yeah.
And without building your life upon the Word of God, your life will crumble.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank God, it's like building on sand. Or, my friend, as the gospel puts it, it's like building without a foundation at all. Thank God, when you hear the Word of God, but then do not act upon it, do not obey it. How I feel, oh my. I just say, I've had enough of this. I want no more of this. I'm done with it. I'm through with it. Are you hearing me tonight?
Yes,
can bring eternal destruction and damnation for the man that hears these sayings of mine, Jesus said, and doeth him not. Right.
You can say no to the Scripture. You can say no, thank God, to the Word of God. Oh, hear me, friend. But I say to you, there'll come a day when that very Word, thank God, will judge you and witness
Amen.
Against you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Oh, my. Well, thank the Lord. Maybe we're caught up now. Now, can I get to where we wanted to tonight? I'd like to look at it if I can tonight. This phrase, I am done with this. I am through with this.
Amen.
I'd like to look at it tonight from the Lord's standpoint. Look at it the last 2 nights from man's standpoint. From where man or woman would say, I'm through with this and I'm done with this. But I want to say to you, the Lord said that.
Amen.
Yeah. Have said it and will say it.
Amen.
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 I'm done with this. I am through with this.
Amen.
Amen.
You heard me get there tonight, if I can.
Preach, brother. Preach.
Amen. Let me say, first of all, it was in the days of Noah that God said, I am done with this.
Yes, sir.
Sure.
I am through with this.
Yes, yes sir.
But the creation that He had made, the very that people that from Adam and God had issues that God had made from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils a breath of life. Yet man had become so wicked and man had become so evil in the thought and the imagination of man's heart. I was on evil continually, and God said it, repented him that he had made man.
Amen. Amen.
I've had enough of this.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I am done with this.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, and the Lord said He would destroy, I call that creation. The Lord said He would do away with that creation. He said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. The years shall be 120 years.
Amen. Amen.
Are you listening to me? I think what he was saying is from this point, thank God, when another 120 years, when 120 years are up, thank God, that's the end of man.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Amen. He was ready, thank God, to destroy him that day. He was ready, thank God, oh my, how to do away with man that day, oh my. How about his long-suffering days, man? 120 years.
Yes, sir.
Not really, man. I think he waited on Noah until Noah could get the ark built. Anybody hear me? Oh, my. All that antediluvian age, that age before the flood, that age of Noah's, have I been, oh, how wicked, how their heart was, how they had walked away from the Creator, how they had made them, oh, and they were so vile and wicked in their imaginations and in the thoughts of their heart that God said, I'm through with this, I'm done with it, and destroyed the whole. And time to illuminate for the great fire.
Amen.
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 Are you hearing the preacher tonight?
Yes, it's true.
Amen. Oh, my. Oh, my. That would have been the end of mankind. And the Lord said, I'm done with this. I'm through with this. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Well, not always strive. His day shall be 120 years than the end of him. And the Bible not said, but Noah found grace.
Hallelujah. Amen.
In the eyes of the Lord.
Amen.
Can I say to you tonight, the only way you, thank God, will exist eternally. How the only way you will escape the damnation of hell. How the only way you will be saved from your sin. Thank God. And not be eternally separated from a bright holy God. Is it God? I chose you grace. Are you by grace?
Amen.
In the eyes of the Lord.
Amen.
That's right.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Woo!
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Bless His name.
Amen.
Now, I want to say to you tonight that grace has already come, has already appeared. Amen. It's already here tonight. The grace of God that brings us salvation has appeared to all men.
Amen.
In the person of Christ, since He died for the world, since He died for us all, because we were all dead, God's grace has appeared to all men.
Yeah, yeah.
How about individually, personally, one-on-one, hallelujah. And you have to find that grace.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Woo! Oh, my. Yeah. It is getting bigger, amen. Oh, Lord, help me. Thank God to get through this now. Thank God. How little loose is going to be on me. Thank God. How would you mind if I go bleed in the field? Around Bethlehem, you know, we have something to eat. And she said, I've got your permission. I'm mother-in-law, amen. I've been bleeding in this country. I know I'm a whole mighty stranger. I said, let me go. Thank God. Oh, thank God. I bleed in the field after him. Thank God. I bet I might find grace in his eyes.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Oh, bless you, sir.
Yes.
She was bleeding in the field. Amen. Bethlehem, Judah. Thank God to find grace. But she knew grace wasn't just in the field. It is in the person on the field.
Amen.
Bleeding in the field after him. Thank God. She didn't know him yet, hallelujah. But she was about to meet him.
Yes, amen.
Well, that's his name. Thank God, I've been told about him all my life. From the time I was a child. I went to Sunday school. Had Bible school, still had Bible story books read to me. Heard the sailors sing and the preachers preach. And the saints testify and shout about it.
Yes.
But I didn't know him. But one now when I got to seeking grace, I thought I found him.
In the eye of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Though God said, I'm done with this and I'm through with this. Hallelujah. No found grace.
Praise the Lord. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Hallelujah. Walk with God perfect in his generations.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Didn't mean he had sin. It's perfection to sin from it. He done everything he knew to do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everything that's been told him, everything been shown him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh my. Thank God, and yet that didn't save him. It's God's grace.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank God.
Yes,
when you listen to me tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I think I'll run back home tonight.
Amen.
You're happy in my soul.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless his name.
Bless.
Thank God. Oh, my. And God gave him a blueprint. Thank God to build an ark for the Savior of the house.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let me preach this tonight. Hope you don't get mad and angry with me tonight. Thank God, no, it didn't build that boat, that ark for nobody else but him and his house.
Yes, sir.
God doesn't quit everybody else, give up on everybody else.
Right.
And Noah was a preacher of righteousness, but he never invited nobody in the ark. Hallelujah. Thank God, all he said is go rain.
Hallelujah.
Yep. Judgment's coming. Thank God, that cloud couldn't hear. We just about reached that time in our day. Yep. How the cloud can't hear. How the mob can't hear.
Yes.
Amen. Thank God, don't set them to fuse. Can't hear. Thank God, y'all listen to me. God's quit them. God's spirit has quit striving. How is that? Y'all hear me tonight? Thank God. How about we're building an ark? Hallelujah. And every time Noah drove a peg in the ark, thank God, hallelujah. He is driving another peg in the coffin of the world. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11 said, he is condemning the world.
Wow. No,
he is the Savior of his house, but condemning the world.
Right.
He drove a peg in the ark. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody said, well, y'all ain't doing no good over here, truth. Amen. How about y'all having me in hell? Oh, y'all listening to me tonight?
Yes, yes.
Thank God. How about, oh, we're still preaching the gospel. And up to
God if he reaches anybody?
Yes.
Has anybody respond to it tonight?
Yes.
And if not, it's another nail in the coffin of the world, and it'll be a witness against them.
Yes.
And God will say to the world, of those that did not be saved, you have the opportunity. I have my people, I have my land. I preach to you, and represent me. I sent my ambassadors. I will tell you to be reconciled. It's your fault. It's not theirs. It's not mine.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Right. That's right.
Well, the Lord said he was done with all of it, but he waited. Wrath was so hot, amen, that he wasn't destroyed, but he, long suffering of God, waiting in the days of Noah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Till he could build an ark. Amen.
Amen.
Oh my. When he got her done, God was on the inside.
Amen.
He said, come in.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Noah and his family went in. God shut him in.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
With him. Bless his name. Shut them in. Oh, bless his name.
Amen.
Oh, my. Oh, my. In those days, only way you look up was up. That went to the ark.
Amen.
Oh, help us, Lord.
Look up.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh, God was through. God was done. And that whole generation, that whole antediluvian age, suffered the wrath and the judgment of God by a flood.
Amen.
And only 8 people were saved, and they were in the ark.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Anybody listening?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Secondly, let me say tonight, go a little further in the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 18. In Genesis chapter 18, the Bible said, the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, because their sin is very grievous.
Amen.
I will go down now. We know that it was just like that it had been told, just like it was said. And God destroyed the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities of the plain. Amen?
Yes.
Is anybody listening?
Yes.
Why? Because their sin was grievous.
That's right.
Is anybody listening?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Oh my. Their all sin is grievous, but their sin was very grievous. Their sin was grievous. It was... The Bible says this, when Lot pitched his tent towards Sodom, they were exceeding sinners before the Lord.
Right.
And it brings God's judgment.
Amen.
Is anybody listening?
Amen.
Amen?
Yes.
Somebody said, no, we ought to be tolerant. Well, thank God, we ought to pray and preach and all that be kind. I'm not talking about that tonight, but I'm telling you, thank God, it brought God's judgment, and the Bible said they left for an example.
Amen.
2 Peter chapter 2. The Bible said, and God turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that afterward should live ungodly.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Jude 7 said, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them, in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of the eternal fire. God said, I've had enough.
Amen.
God said, I'm through with this. I'm done with this. And he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. And you shall be suffered the vengeance of eternal fire.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Are you listening to me tonight?
That's right.
Thank God it wasn't temporary. It wasn't over with and then another chance. Thank God it was final. It was am I being over with, and God, am I being shut up, had enough of this? I'm tired of this. I'm done with this. I destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of their sin. All those that will lead of ungodly in the same manner, and God, they'll suffer the same fate.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
When the previous administration, thank God, when the Supreme Court made it legal, thank God for same-sex couples to marry, thank God when they put the rainbow on the White House, and on the White House, and not as well. That's in fire and brimstone.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Just the way it is tonight.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, my.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, God help us. Amen. Oh, my. The Bible said, oh, they were an example to those that should act to live ungodly, and though they, God condemned them, and God said, it's done. God said, I'm done with this. I'm through with this. And though they suffered the vengeance of eternal fire, the Bible said in verse 7 of 2 Peter chapter 2, how that he delivered just Lot, just Lot, amen. And not just Lot, amen. Hey, God, don't want to deliver us, not just using that. And God is saying he's the only one he delivered. How that he delivered him and his two daughters. He said he delivered Lot, a just man. Wouldn't have known him had the Bible not told us. Hey, God, but he delivered just Lot.
Amen.
Come on, back to the bit and conversation. How the wicked, oh, the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation and reserve the unjust on the day of judgment. How to be punished. I'm thankful tonight. Thank God in the midst of the world. How it's going under tonight in the midst of the world. How that God put it in. At any moment can say, I'm done with this and I'm through with this. I'm ready for those that are just. Hallelujah. Well, how do you get just? Hallelujah. How can you be just from God? How can you be justified? I'll tell you how. Thank God, by grace and through it. By faith we're justified.
Amen.
And we're justified by the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, are y'all hearing me tonight? Yeah. How the just shall live by faith.
Yeah.
Oh, praise the Lord tonight. I live with the world. And it's struggling and going down. And that he knows how to live alone. And that I've trusted him. Better stay by grace. Just as he delivered Noah. And just as he delivered Law.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I ain't preaching nothing you ain't never heard. Oh, man, I'm preaching nothing I ain't never preached before.
Amen.
I don't know how it's doing for you, but I'm enjoying preaching it, though I've preached it 1,000 times before for the last 47 years, but it's still
alive. Amen.
I love this old story and tell it to me again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo!
Praise the Lord.
I'm glad the Lord knows how to live deliver the godly out of temptation.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
But he knows how to deliver the just. Amen. God said, I'm done with this in Noah's generation. The antediluvian age in the world destroyed by flood, he said to Sodom and Gomorrah, I'm done with this.
Amen.
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 And Abraham rose the next morning and went to look on Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities of the plains. They were in smoke. Smoke built up and he understood that God had turned them to ashes. Amen. Because of their grievous sin.
Amen.
Because they were exceeding sinners and the Lord said, I'm done with this and I am through with it.
Amen.
Amen. Don't seem like a very loving God that would do such things. God's so holy. Amen. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
He's so holy that the only way he can respond to sin is in wrath.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Amen. Well, why don't he destroy all of us? Preacher, we're all sinners tonight. Why don't he destroy us? Because Christ took our place at Calvary.
Amen.
And he poured on him the wrath that you and I deserve to have.
Amen.
And God, since he took our wrath, now he shows us mercy.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
What about the text tonight? What about the text that we read in the Gospel of Luke when Jesus beholds the city, walks out, looks over the city from the mountain, the Mount of Olives, and he says, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
Amen.
How oft would I have gathered thee together as a hen doth her brood under her wings.
And he said he would not. I would gather your children to me, the hen would gather her chicks or her brood under her wings, but he said you would not.
Amen.
Amen. You know what he said that day? I've had enough of this.
Amen.
I'm through with this. I'm done with this.
Amen.
Your house
is left unto you. Yes. Brother Toby already told us, well, I guess I preached the first night, or maybe last night, whatever, whichever night it was. He told us about in 70 AD when Thomas came and leveled that city, tore down every stone, amen, of the temple, yes, and leveled the wall, and saddled up, my friend, Jerusalem, like plowing furrows, or furrows in the garden, and left unto them a desolate house.
Amen.
Is anybody hearing me?
Amen.
And it's still desolate.
Amen.
Oh, my. You said there'll be that way until you say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of
hallelujah.
The Lord. Anybody listening to that?
Amen.
I'm done with this. I am through with this. I kept calling you. I kept saying, come. I kept saying, come under my wing. I kept saying to your children, come under my arms for safety. Come to me and you can live. Come to me and you'll have protection. But you would not.
Therefore, your
heavens
is up to be this.
Yes, sir.
Is he calling you tonight?
Is he calling you tonight?
God help.
Is he saying to you, come, come.
Amen.
And take shelter.
Oh, my.
Take protection under my arms tonight.
Amen.
Oh, there's shelter. Oh, my. Thank God, under my wings tonight, there's shelter. My God. How it be tonight, but oh, I do again over and over like the city of Jerusalem, not the people of Jerusalem, not saying no and refusing, not no, house, your life will be left unto you.
Desolate.
Amen. Amen.
And there's no loneliness or desolation, no emptiness. Such voidness tonight, and God leads you on.
Amen. Amen.
And God leads you on. Oh my. God help us tonight. May I say to you, and I think I will be through, say this tonight. As we live in these times, perilous times.
Amen.
Last times.
Amen.
End of the age.
Yes, sir.
Saturday evening of time, the preachers used to call it. The last days, or the latter days of the last days.
I believe that's right.
As we're near that time, we're in this time that we're in. And the Lord looks down tonight. I say to you, surely it's not going to be very long that he's going to say, I'm done with this.
Amen.
I'm through with all this.
Amen.
You see, now is the day of the church. Now is the day of grace. Now is the day of the gospel. Now is the day of salvation.
Amen.
And I know we preach that and make that application that you ought to come tonight, you ought to come today. But today is the day of salvation. That's not the context. The context is this time, this latter age, this day of grace. This age of the Gentiles, this time of the church,
right.
This time when the gospel's preached.
Oh, amen.
Oh, my. That's the day of salvation, but I'm telling you, thank God, it's going to be cut off. It's going to come to a close. The mercy of the Lord's going to close. Amen. The time's going to end. Are y'all listening to me tonight? Hallelujah. Oh, my. And the Lord's going to say, thank God, I am done with this.
Amen.
I'm through with this.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my.
Right. Yeah. Oh, my.
Amen.
Y'all listening to me?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank God. I'll tell you the first thing he's going to do. Thank God. Hallelujah. Oh, he's going to look down on the world that despises him, that despises his scriptures, that despises his son, that despises his saints. Are y'all listening to me? Oh, hear me. Thank God. Hello. I closes the door on us, even the religious world. Thank God. And the social world, and
Anybody hear me tonight? And I don't know how much further we can get till we get there. Are you hearing me tonight? I don't know what we'll take till we get there. Just know there'll come a day.
Amen.
I want the Lord to look down. I just can't get down under his feet and say, I've had enough. I'm through with this.
Amen.
I'm done with this. Come out hither. There'll be another door after these things. How when the church age closes, how when we get to the end of Revelation 3, I thought there ain't another door open in heaven, and he'll cry, come up here.
Hallelujah!
And he'll leave this little bread of the Father, and he'll leave this bread of the skin curry, and the body world. We may be fixing to get out right now.
Amen.
Oh, let's be free. As a matter of fact, that God, He's going to be so wonderful we ain't going to need no other light but Him.
Amen.
He's a light.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now,
what is
about
here,
baby? Yes.
Thank God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But you see, He's such a bridegroom. I bet He knows what His bride. I would enjoy what it like. As a Jewish, thank God, bridegroom. I would go away and prepare a place in His Father's house. I thought His bride, He decked it up and decked it out just like it would. I please her. I make her comfortable. Thank God. And in Emmanuel's land, thank God. And the sun can't reach out of an unclouded day. In a land where
yes.
We'll not only have healed, but there'll be no sorrow. There'll be no struggle. There'll be no sickness. There'll be no suffering. There'll be no death. There'll be no party. Hallelujah. Thank God. I don't know if I'm through yet or not. I don't think I'm through. Hallelujah. Thank God. I'm glad I'm headed that way. Thank God. Just over yonder. Just beyond this veil of power. Just beyond this veil of tears. Hallelujah. Thank God. It's that land. Where we'll never grow old. Where nothing will ever harm her. Far alarm us. Did you hear what I'm talking about tonight? If that's your home tonight, that's my home.
Yes.
Tell me that way.
Oh, bless me.
Lay.
Bless me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my. I'm done with this.
Hallelujah.
I'm through with this.
Hallelujah.
There's something far better. And there's something far better.
Hallelujah.
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 See, when you got saved, you didn't get on the end of something.
No.
You got it on with the good.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Thank God. Oh, my. And our soul will live on and on.
Yes.
Thank God. Oh, my. And forever will be in Him, in His presence, and with Him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, bless His name.
Hallelujah.
I long for that day.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I'm not going to have to long much longer.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, goodbye, baby world. And good morning, Lord.
Amen.
And never have to say good night.
Amen.
There'll be no night there.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm done with
this.
I'm through with all this. But I ain't done with you.
Hallelujah.
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 Bless the Lord.
Bless His sweet name. Amen.
Oh, I want to ask tonight, is it well with your soul? Is God right with God? Do you have that blessed hope?
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, my. He says, I'm done with all this, and I'm through with all this. Where will you be tonight?
Oh, bless His name.
Hallelujah.
Bless His dear name.
Amen.
Thank you.
Will you be gathered with Him?
Thank you, Jesus.
Will you be left? To be destroyed and
yes.
Left.
Hallelujah.
Oh my.
Hallelujah.
Oh my. To suffer the vengeance of eternal fire.
Amen.
He said He's coming in flaming fire and has the vengeance on all of them. Obey not the gospel and
hold
all the truth in unrighteousness.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Tonight you need to pray. I encourage you to come. Is it well with your soul? Is your heart right with God?
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah. If not, would you come?
Amen. Amen, amen.
Oh, bless you, Spirit.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Taste. A little more taste.
Nashville or even Buffalo, I'm always home.
Amen. Amen. Amen.